From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is to meet with Republican lawmakers late Tuesday to talk about immigration legislation. The meeting comes as criticism grows over the president's policy of separating children from their parents at the U.S. border with Mexico as they illegally entered the United States. The House of Representatives is set to vote later in the week on two immigration bills, including provisions that would stop the separation of children from their parents at the border. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The administration suggested yesterday it would oppose any fix aimed solely at the separations, but it says today it's looking at a bill introduced by Senator Ted Cruz. He's among Republicans increasingly joining Democratic calls to stop the separations. Two immigration bills the House will vote on this week are likely to fail, and top Trump ally Mark Meadows says he'll introduce another as a backup. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia has announced retaliatory measures in response to the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. In a statement Tuesday, Russia said it has decided to apply retaliatory measures in accordance with the World Trade Organization's rules to compensate for damage incurred by the U.S. tariffs. Russia said additional tariffs will be applied to a range of U.S. imports, but it did not name them. The European Union, India, China, and Russia have all applied to the WTO to challenge the tariffs that took effect March 23rd. China on Tuesday threatened what it called comprehensive measures in response to President Trump's new tariffs on imported Chinese goods, raising the possibility it might target American companies. This is VOA News. The UNHCR's annual report says the number of refugees in the world grew by a record 2.9 million in 2017. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, in Geneva on Tuesday.
Now, governments should actually exercise leadership, provide good responses. It's possible. It's manageable. We're not talking about unmanageable numbers moving to the rich countries, but the contrary has happened, that governments have projected an image of emergency, of invasion, and actually, unfortunately, many political leaders have capitalized on that to gain votes. They've built fear to build their electoral bases. And I think that this is despicable and this is irresponsible.
Grandi said many countries have ignored their duty to help people fleeing war and persecution. Italy's far-right anti-immigrant interior minister Matteo Salvini has announced plans to count the ethnic Roma community living in the country and deport those without Italian nationality. Salvini said he's ordered a new census aimed at expelling non-Italian Roma. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Reaction to Matteo Salvini's idea to expel all non-Italian Roma has come from all sides. Salvini, who heads the Northern League Party, has been very clear about not wanting anyone who is illegal on Italian soil. He set off a storm of controversy in Europe last week when he refused to let a charity ship carrying more than 600 mainly African migrants dock in Italy. Salvini said his ministry is looking at what he called the Roma question and wanted to see who and how many there were. Salvini was particularly clear that he did not want what he described as these criminals to be kept in Italian prisons and was looking at ways to deport them. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The oil ministers of the OPEC cartel were gathering Tuesday to discuss whether to increase production of crude and help limit a rise in global energy prices. The officials arrived in Vienna ahead of the official meeting Friday, when they will also confer with Russia, a non-OPEC country that, since late 2016, has cooperated with the cartel to limit production. And the United States is expected to announce it is pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Council. The decision to leave the council follows months of talks on reforming the group. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley are expected to make a joint appearance to announce the decision. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.